Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned in to the Love Journey family. Yes, yes, yes. And that was a beautiful, beautiful diary. I want to testify. Good morning, family. You tuned in to the Love Journey. They call it a paradigm, but I call it an experience, a love experience, family. Welcome to your love experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, author, motivational speaker, vision board counselor, filmmaker, and your radio host. Oh my God. Wow, family. Well, we're going to get ready and hear a beautiful song, Angie Winans, The Lord's Song.
I know you know the story when the disciples asked the Lord how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this. How shall we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told them. pray this, how you pray this, how you pray. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned in to The Love Journey. That was Angie Winans, The Lord's Prayer. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is really is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that one power and that one presence is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Family, we're going to get ready to breathe in, breathing in all of God's goodness. You know, sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Let's center our mind, center our thoughts by breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and releasing through the mouth, remembering to breathe into the heart, breathe deep into the diaphragm. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking from the transcending power, from my mighty I Am consciousness, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable in thy sight. Coming from our mighty I Am consciousness, come Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. As I speak from that mighty I Am consciousness space, I ask that every thought that I think be a thought. Come, Holy Spirit. And every word that I speak will be your words, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to remove every human created thought, every human created ego. Asking you to remove all of me in this right now moment, that I may come empty and be filled by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Come and bring a fresh anointing upon this call right now, God. Bring fresh revelation right now, God. Bring fresh and new wineskins, God. Let us be so anointed on this Money Manifesting Miracle Monday that we will be anointed today, God, with a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing of Abraham. That we will be so blessed, Holy Spirit, that even the blessed will call us blessed. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint our hands that everything we touch on this day, God, shall turn to gold, not just gold, platinum gold, God. I'm asking you to bring forth an anointing upon our feet, God. Oh, as we anoint our feet, God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and let everywhere we tread our feet be upon your holy ground, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bring a fresh anointing upon our mind, our body, and our soul, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice. God, come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth your anointing of Solomon, God. Oh, may we be so anointed today that we be anointed with the anointing of Solomon, not just for wealth, but his wisdom, Holy Spirit. His wisdom to move your kingdom, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, may we be so anointed with the anointing of Christ, God, that they may see our light, God. See our presence everywhere we go, God, and know that we are one with the one. May we be so anointed with the anointing of David, that our lips, God, would be just like David, speaking the words, oh, my cup runneth over, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let our cup runneth over. Somebody came with a mind to be blessed today, God. Give him thanks, Holy Spirit. Oh, thanking you for today, God. Thanking you for this new day. Sending our angels out on assignment because you have given us the authority to command our day, God. You said we could speak a thing and we can command our angels to go before us today, God. I command them right now, God, to go before each and every one of us, God, and bring forth the ease, elegance, and grace through this day, God. I'm calling forth an anointing like no other, God. I'm calling forth an anointing like no other, God, today, that it would be so blessed today, God, that even the blessed is calling us blessed right now, God. I'm calling it out right now, God. I'm speaking it out into the name of those who are on this line right now, God. Thanking you for creating us in your image and your likeness and chiseling magnificent on our heart, God. I'm just so grateful on this Money Miracle Monday. Manifesting Monday. God, I'm just so grateful for all your love. So, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and bring a blessing upon us today, God. I ask you to raise the vibratory energy of this call, God, that we may touch the hem of your garment today, God. That we will feel you in our consciousness today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let it be so. In the name of Jesus, right now, God, I call it so, God, in the name, nature, and consciousness of your Son Christ, come, Holy Spirit, and let it be so. Let it be so in this name right now, God. Amen. 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 All right. Good morning, family. You've tuned in to the Love Journey. And I'm so grateful that of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here on this Love Journey. So as I call in our beautiful sister to sing that song, I'm going to hang up the so I can mute all the lines out and do all the stuff I didn't do. So as she sings our beautiful song, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Mm-hmm. And you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. Last time, come on, I love myself so, so much. Woo! So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much.
Yes.
So you can keep on loving me. Woo! Yes, family, we keep the love growing and we keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Everyone have a beautiful, blessed day. I love you. Namaste.
That's Q&A session started. Q&A session is over.
Good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in today, family. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here, fam. I am so excited that you tuned in to the Love Journey. I tell you that it's been an amazing ride this weekend, family. I was out here in North Carolina, in Oak Island, and when I tell you, it was the most amazing experience. It was an amazing experience. Wow. When I got through speaking outside in Oak Island, do you know a rainbow appeared? And so I just give thanks today, family. Going on with the call for me. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, you are being heard.
You know, it's something when you're not at home, you know.
Yes.
When you have all your stuff. But anyway, I had the opportunity to speak out here in Oak Island, North Carolina, family. And let me just tell you, it was an amazing experience. An amazing experience. When I got through speaking, a rainbow appeared. Can you imagine that? It was so beautiful. The rainbow just appeared right over us as soon as I got through speaking. And it just felt like, wow, God's love was just all over it, all over us. So I just want to give thanks for God. Today we're going to talk about claiming our power. All right, somebody got their phone on. Everything is muted, everything is gone, and we're going to talk about claiming our power today, Father God. We're going to talk about claiming our power. You know, being a part of this retreat this weekend in a beautiful place called Oak Island, North Carolina, really made me think about the power we really do have as a people. The power we have, and we don't even recognize the power that we have. We don't tune in to the power. We got up early in the morning and sat by the ocean and just meditated at 5 o'clock and watched the sun rise and to hear the beautiful ocean hitting the waves, hitting the edge of the sand and doing yoga and breathing in. You really get to really experience the vastness of God. And I remember the lady saying, well, look at the vastness, look at the sky, look at the ocean, look at all the vastness of God. And it occurred to me in my mind, could we ever look at ourselves and see the vastness of God? Because she was praying this prayer, beautiful sister, supplicating and praying. And I was thinking, you know, the prayers that she was speaking was interesting, because if God made the ocean, and if God made the sun and all these beautiful things and the beauty and the presence of that, why can't we see the worthiness and the deservedness of who we are? Family, we really got to tune in to our own power. So I want you to listen to Ayanna Vincent. It's called Claiming Your Power, and then we're going to come back in.
Tip number one, never underestimate your own need, ability, or power to create change in your life. Never underestimate your own need, ability, or power to affect change in your life. How many times has someone said to you, what's the matter? I don't know. Again, if we knew, we'd have to accept blame for what went wrong or responsibility for making it better. And the truth is, each of us is responsible to create that which we desire in our own life. Now, this is how we say it in the hood. You are the only one who gets to say what goes on in your life. If it's going on in your life, from the corn on your toe to the weight on your butt to the gray in your hair, if it's going on in your life, it's because you have given it permission to be there. Dr. Scholes and Clairol are ready to help you out at any moment. And there you are, hobbling because your feet hurt and wearing ponytails because your hair is gray. You have the ability and the right and the power to create change in your life. And as a friend of mine would say, any moment can be the moment. But you got to get to that moment. And why, oh why, good people, is it the only way that we usually get to that moment is painfully? Pain gets our attention, even though we try to avoid it. Pain makes us move, and pain usually motivates us to make change. There's a story I heard in seminary, and it was about an old country preacher who used to go visit his parishioners, and there was one whose wife had been sick for a very long time. So he made it a practice to go to the parishioner's house every Sunday after church. Plus, this man could really cook. So the preacher would go and have dinner with them. So he'd drive up to the house, and when he got up to the house, the man had a old hound dog, you know, one of those old droopy ear, fat face hound dogs, laying on the porch, whining. And the preacher would pass the dog and look at it, and the dog would just kind of look up at him and whine. Oh. This went on for about 3 weeks. Every time the preacher went to this couple's house after church on Sunday, the dog would be laying on the porch whining. So finally he said to the farmer, why is your dog whining? Every time I come here, he's laying in the same spot whining. And the farmer said, well, that's easy. He's laying on a nail. And he says, well, why doesn't he move? Because it don't hurt bad enough yet.
Whoa.
You see, when it hurts bad enough, oh, we get ready and we affect change in our lives. When it hurts you bad enough, baby, you will move. So what I would encourage you to do is look for, how does it serve me to stay out of place? It's serving something. It's bringing you something. It's giving you an approval. It's giving you a connection. You have an attachment. When you can find out how it serves you to be out of place, then you'll have the information you need to make a conscious choice. You know, when I was 20, I knew everything I needed to know. Everything. And I knew it real well. And if you stood still long enough, I'd tell you about some of the stuff I knew. When I was 30, I knew everything and felt it was my duty to make sure everybody else knew what I knew. When I was 40, I realized I didn't know much, and half of what I did know had changed since I last knew it. Now that I'm 50, I can't remember what I know. And it probably isn't worth knowing anyway. My point is that every moment we are changing, moment by moment by moment, we are changing internally and externally. New information is always being downloaded to us. And there is so much more that we can be, so much more that we can do, but we must remain a student of life. We must be willing to learn, willing to heal, willing to dig up our own internal landscape and make that our home classroom, if you will, our spiritual laboratory. Because the things that work for us 10, 15, 20 years ago no longer work in today's world. I had to go very recently and buy an iPod. Well, this was after I bought a point-and-shoot camera. I was still using those little things you buy in the drugstore because I was so far behind the times. Well, I went to the iPod store. It was a very intimidating place to be. They have a phone that talks. They got a thing the size of a book of matches that plays music. And they have these other things. Oh, it's just quite wonderful. So my grandson, who's 13, encouraged me to buy an iPod. I didn't even know what it was. What I wanted to know was, did they have nice cases for them? Because in my day and age, everything had to have a nice case. Dress it up on the outside. And don't worry about what's going on the inside. So I bought an iPod, and my grandson taught me how to spin the little wheel and how to make it play. And I forget most of that most of the time. I do know, however, that if I plug it into the computer, I can get the music I like. We have to update our data bank frequently in order to affect the change that we need in our lives, the change that we want in our lives. We cannot underestimate our power to create moment by moment by moment by moment what it is that we desire. That is our purpose for being on the planet, to bring the divine creative energy of God into our minds so that it comes out of our mouth, so that it manifests in our life. Well, Ayanna, there's some people that don't believe in God. Well, that's okay. Believe in the light. Use the light. Use the tree. Use the tree bark. Use the moon, the sun. Just use something.
As time went on, they experienced so much increase in their lives.
Hold on
to the land couldn't support
to create what it is you desire in your life.
Abraham offered Lot.
What we have to realize is that our internal world is the laboratory.
I'll take whatever's left.
And that we are the only ones who get to say what goes on in there. And what goes on in there determines what goes on out here and what we will experience out here. So, act like you know the truth. Know that if your life is not working, it's because you've given it permission to break down. Act like you know the truth. If there are things and people in your life and you're wondering why they're there, why are you asking us? If they're in your life, we don't know how they got there, but you should. The conditions of your life are always speaking to you.
I'm obeying your commands. I'm paying my tithes. I'm doing everything, yet I'm missing out.
Never underestimate your own need, ability, power to affect change in your life.
It's really up moment to you to release that
moment
preconceived idea and trust that God.
So just for a moment,
yourself.
Come with me.
You see, if you ever been going through some
into some
in life
area
that you don't
of your
or
life,
it looks like you don't
right
have
now,
a favorite
that
you
has
once
a need.
Had in a certain area.
Whatever
God
that
may
is,
be stirring you out.
It could be anything from your
God
health to your diet
that.
To your rest patterns to your eating patterns to changing
not
that job, leaving that
into
job.
A place of comfort to a
getting
place
a haircut
unknown.
And some color.
It may not be the easiest way.
Doesn't have
sometimes
to be big and profound.
Out, but if you
just look
the
at
future,
the need
the
in your life.
Then God can open the right doors.
And as you bring that need to mind,
see, Abraham,
remind yourself that I have the power
Lot for taking the best
to affect
part of the
change
he didn't even try
in
to
this
bargain
area
with
of my
he didn't
life.
Even question
look
God.
At your finances.
He just tried.
I have the
right
power
all
to affect change
the Lord
in this area of
Genesis
my life.
13,
look at the size and shape
lift up your
of your
eyes
body.
From where you are.
I
and look north,
well, no, don't look
south,
there.
East,
no,
and west,
let's look
and
there.
All the land that you receive.
I have the power to affect change in my life.
Abraham stepped out, and of course God fulfilled
I shall not
Abraham,
act like
and he will
I do not know this truth.
So let's talk about
get the vision for yourself.
What made Abraham
create the discipline within yourself
flourish
and
on
make
a land that
the
was barren and dry
from the inside to the outside.
You see, what Abraham did was begin to bless the land. You see, what Abraham did was he saw the land and began to bless it. And he blessed it. He poured what I call that liquid accelerant, because whenever you pour a blessing on anything, you're calling forth an accelerant presence. I heard Joel Osteen one time talk about when he was 8 years old, he was in the backyard with his father, and he had just raked a bunch of leaves and had his huge pile that we were going to burn. And normally my grandfather would do this. He'd help us take care of our yard, and after a long day of raking the leaves, he would always finish by burning them. But my father wasn't as experienced, he said, with making the fire as my grandfather was, and Daddy went into the shed and got some accelerant. And accelerant is used to make the fire burn faster and bigger and longer and stronger. And he said, I remember thinking Granddaddy never uses his accelerant when he makes a fire. I even asked my father about it. He said, oh, yeah, you want to put a whole lot of this on it to really get it going. And he poured that liquid accelerant all over the leaves and the branches, and the whole ground was soaked with accelerant. He got out a match, and I was only 8 years old, he said. He said, but I was smart enough to get out the way back. And I even asked him again, Dad, are you sure you're supposed to use this? And Granddaddy, my daddy interrupted me, Joe, I was raised on the farm. You see, Joe, I know what I'm doing. He threw that match, and it was like a volcanic eruption. That fire shot up 30, 40 feet in the air. Leaves and branches and debris went everywhere. We wanted to get rid of the leaves. Well, we got rid of them. He said, a few seconds after the mini explosion calmed down, my dad came over to me. He said his eyebrows were singed. He had dirt and leaves stuck to his face, but Daddy knew no defeat. He said to Joe, see, Joe, that's how you make a fire. And I thought, yeah, that's how you go to heaven today. But on a spiritual level, blessing something or faith is an accelerant to your prayer. And you see, Abraham had faith. Moving out into that, what they call a barren land, and blessing the land. And it flourished so much that it flourished even past what the land that Lot had. See, thanking God that the answer is on the way and living with expectancy and meditating on what it is that you want, on the promises of God, that's putting an accelerator on what you're believing for. But when we go around negative or discouraged, that's like pouring water on your fire. Today, why don't you bless your dreams today? Why don't you bless your healing today? Why don't you bless your barren land, putting an accelerant on your dreams, thanking God for what you already have, and thanking God for what you plan to manifest. Put some accelerant on your finances today. Do like Job fathers and put a whole lot on it. And all through the day, keep thanking God that a breakthrough is here right now. Keep living with expectancy. Put some accelerant on your health today. Do like Job's father and put a whole lot on all through the day and just keep thanking him for the great help, that your healing is right here. Keep living with expectancy and keep speaking words of faith and victory. And get ready for an explosion of blessings, because this is the time for acceleration. See, the days are coming, declare the Lord, when the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman and the planter by the one treading grapes. That's in Amos 9 and 13. You see, it's up to us today to lift up our eyes and pour accelerant on. He told Abraham to lift up your eyes and as far as you can see. Several times in the scripture, Abraham had to lift up his eyes. It was sort of the theme of life. He made the choice to look up and see the promises of God. And when he changed what he was looking at, and when he changed his circumstances, every day we have the same choice to make too. We can look at our circumstances, we can focus on the dirt under our feet, or we can lift up our eyes and look beyond to the greatness that God has for us, that's just for us. It's easy to get comfortable where we are. But you see, I've come to tell you today that God wants us to stretch, grow, and experience new things. If you don't like where you are today, take a step of faith. Lift up your eyes. Look up and take hold of the promises. Take hold of what is in store for you that you have called forth in your life. Because you have greatness in you. But all you have to do is claim your power.
Good God morning.
Good God morning.
Rosa J. And God's way each and every day. I love what you said about living in gratitude. See, when Abraham was told by Jesus, by the Lord, to move, he didn't stop. You know, God moved Abraham many times in his life. Many times. And every time he moved him, Abraham's understanding of his journey got clearer and clearer. And this particular time was when they first left his nation. And he took Lot with him. And Lot told him, you know, it's time for me to stop. It's time for me to separate from you. And Lot took the best land and left Abraham. And Abraham said, you know, it doesn't really matter which one you take. I'm going to be all right. And he was. See, his faith in God and knowing that God would provide was so clear to him because he had seen it many times. I don't know if you remember when he and Sarah went to the king when they first left before they got to the place where Lot was met and all that. And the king, he told the king that Sarah was his sister. Well, Sarah was his sister, but she was also his wife. And when the king found that out in a dream, that Sarah was his wife, he told Abraham, get your stuff and go and take this with you. Once again, provided and enhanced what Abraham owned. So then when he got to the place where they had to build another nation, and God told him to move again. See, every time God tells you to move into something, it's something greater. It might not look that way when you get there, because you got to start all over. But with faith, it becomes greater than where you left. You know, when you take that first step towards what God has designed for you and you truly believe it and you truly have faith, it does expand. And it expanded for Abraham. I mean, to the point where everything was much lusher than the land that Lot had. And this is only the story about Abraham, not Lot. But times, you know, when God puts something on your heart or he tells you to go to that place, it might be a workshop, you know, or a conference or a party. Is something there for you, something good for you, somebody you're supposed to meet, something you're supposed to hear. You know, in my life, I've known that every place that I go, physically or spiritually, is for my expansion. And that's what life is all about. Ayana said the same thing. Don't be afraid to step into something that you don't know anything about. It's a saying that you always said, Janine, about God prepares, qualifies the... You know what you always say.
Mm-hmm.
He makes you qualify. You know, so a lot of times we have fear, but don't have that fear to get you stuck.
Let me finish.
I thought you were finished. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay, no problem.
I was having a pregnant pause, you know, really letting you absorb what I was saying.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for your comment, and she's absolutely right. So let's talk about how to walk in our confidence as we end our today's. Thank you, Rosa, for her comment. Ultimately, it's about having the faith, but having the confidence to act on what we know to be true. And so I took some notes on one of my classes that I wanted to share about there are 5 steps to really developing and cultivating the kind of confidence that would allow you to move to a barren space and bless the land so that it can't do nothing but bless you. Like you'll be like Jacob, that I'm going to hold on to thee until thee bless me. I will not let thee go. But the first step, they said, is to admit the truth. Number one, be simple enemies and admit the truth. She said, I should take that back. It's simply but not easy. When we admit the truth, I don't love you anymore. I eat Cinnabon every night before bed and wonder why I don't lose the weight or I'm really struggling to be a parent. Because no one's supposed to admit that, I'm really having a hard time in this relationship. I really hate my job. Whatever that truth is, you can't have confidence if you're lying to yourself. So the first thing we have to do is admit the truth. That's the truth for ourselves. And then do what Mary Morrison says, do it afraid anyway. Live life afraid. It's okay because the storms will come. The rise and the fall will come. The darkness will come. I talked about this before, earlier, that the cave that you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. Let me say that again. The cave that you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. Do it afraid. It's okay to do it afraid because when you do it afraid, you start to recognize that life will prove your fears wrong. So when you want to do it afraid, do it anyway. And then surround yourself with people who support you. How could you possibly have confidence if you're constantly surrounded by people who are talking crap about you? So think of you as Abraham, surrounded by people who was talking about Abraham. Abraham, you're going to have the best of the land, and you're going to take the worst of that? Can you imagine what people would have been saying to Abraham? Or probably was saying to Abraham, take that land? You're going to let Lot have that? But surround yourself with people who support you. If you're surrounded by people who say you're not enough, you'll never amount to anything, you're never going to do it anyway, this is all just a bunch of crap or BS or whatever it might be, will you ever truly have that confidence? The answer is I don't really think so. So you want to start to consciously and intentionally surround yourself with people who can lift you up, who can help you believe in yourself when you can't even believe in yourself. Because you can certainly believe in yourself, but you got to have a tribe. Because a tribe helps you to be the wind, helps the wind to be beneath your wings when you can't fly yourself anymore. Miriam Williamson calls it her positivity team. So you got to have your positivity team or your tribe to help pick you up, back up when you doubt yourself, to remember how awesome you are. Just think, I'm sure that Abraham had somebody to remind him. Don't worry, Abraham. Remember the miracles that you performed through Christ before.
Remember, we're through God before. Remember the things that you touched, you turned to gold just because of the favor over your life. And I'm sure he had to remember that he had the power within him, and he claimed that power and went over to the land that was barren and began to bless the land and began to speak the words, because he has somebody most likely whispering in his ear, "You can do it, Abraham." And fourth, if you want to celebrate your small win, let's say you want to lose 100 pounds and you lose 1 pound. Celebrate that, because you're 1 pound less. Let's say that you want to make $1 million and you make 5. Celebrate the $5. This really taps you into the attitude of abundance and gratitude, because really big wins, quantum leaps and growth happens with a lot of little tiny steps in between. So you want to get focused on celebrating and staying in that celebratory energy of celebrating your small wins. And finally, Oprah said this, and I thought it was so incredible what gives her confidence. She says she gets confidence by knowing that she is supported by a power greater than herself. So when you feel small and you feel like you're not enough, feel supported and know that you are supported by a power greater than yourself. This could be called God or the divine or the source, whatever you call it, whatever your words are. Don't get caught up in the semantics, but know that you are supported by a higher power. So if the problem feels really big, what have you done to yourself? You made yourself very small. So if you're feeling small in the face of adversity or in the face of a problem, know that you have infinite intelligence. You have God, the source, the spirit. Your God's there to support you. And so you can turn it over and say, "You know what, God? You know what, source? You know what, divine? Oh, come, Holy Spirit. This is not the easiest time, but I want you to back me up, Holy Spirit, because I need your help. Come, Holy Spirit." And when you make that prayer, prayers are always answered the moment they are received. So to recap, admit the truth, do it afraid, surround yourself with people who lift you up, celebrate your wins, and lean. Don't forget to lean on your higher power. And if you do these things, you will certainly be in the path of turning a barren land into a flourishing property. I just love Oprah's quote about confidence. And when I heard her say that, it recently just really blew me away. How else could you really, come on, let's think about this. How else could you really truly have confidence? If you think you're doing it by yourself, then you're in your ego. You know, A Course in Miracles says that the lies that the ego believes in, my solitude and my salvation lies, and that's not true. It's when you know that you're supported by a higher power, or when you ask for help from the support of your tribe, that's what really gives you confidence. So my great wish for you is to implement this today. I know sometimes it can be a little challenging to do this, but today, find your tribe. Find your people who remind you of your greatness. Admit to yourself the truth, and don't worry about being afraid. Just keep moving. Celebrate your small wins and surrender your will and ask for the divine help, because it will show up, I promise you. Be receptive to whatever comes your way. It's important for you to know and to claim your power. You see, I don't want this just to be another conversation. I want you to really step into your power today. Really step into what it is that God is calling you for, because that's what really lights me up. What really lights me up is really knowing that I am walking in my divine purpose. You see, when you see transformation in your life, and the way that you see transformation is by the application of knowing that you are a divine being. You might think that knowledge is power, but that's not true. Applied knowledge is power. It's when we take the courage to act on it is really the power. See, knowledge without action is just knowing something in your mind. But knowledge that's acted upon, courage to move, that's truly power. So today, family, I invite you to take action upon the knowledge of the truth that you are powerful beyond measure. I invite you to realize that your plan small does not serve the world. You see, I come to tell you today that you are more than enough. You are more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine, and everything you will ever need, want, or desire is right there within you. All you have to do is tap in to the greater version of yourself, your mighty I Am consciousness, the power to move, the transcending power of who you are. And so, family, no matter what's showing up, no matter how many times technology do what it do, or people didn't show up or things don't happen, you just keep it moving. I cracked up laughing one day. Claudette told me this the other day when I was over her house and the Rose was there. She said, girl, it don't matter who show up for the sunrise service. You're going to do that thing no matter who help you or who don't. Now, she was being funny. She was making a joke. But really, in reality, when you've been given a task, it don't matter who shows or don't show up. It don't matter how many people come or don't come. You have to act upon what you've been given to act upon, because your blessings only going to come by your action. Let me say that again. That should be tweeted out. Your blessings only come by your action. If I'm asked to do this teleconference line by the Holy Spirit and I'm ordained and I won't do it because somebody's not showing up, guess what? I'm not acting upon what God is telling me to do. I really learned something about walking in your purpose being in Oak Island, North Carolina. You see, I went there with a whole lot of thought processes in my mind. What am I going to say? Am I going to be good enough? You know, I saw all these lineup of people who were speaking, Reverend such and such and da 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 da. And the guy who speak at the, who's the chaplain for the Charlotte Hornets and all these major speakers. And I said, little old Janine, oh, my God. So I started comparing myself. The ego started getting involved. Then I said, they're going to make me be first? Oh, my God. And all these things were going in my mind. But I said, God, if you just release me from myself and remove me from me and allow me to speak from the power of my transcendent self and the power that makes me who I am, greater version of who I am in the mighty I Am consciousness, and I ask the divine to fill my presence that I may speak to the hearts of the people. Do you know I had a standing ovation? People were telling me how their lives was changed just by me speaking, and the rainbow came out to this. I took it as a sign from God saying, oh, my lovely daughter, how proud I am of you. What am I saying? No matter how many times the conversation comes up in our mind that we might not be good enough because we think somebody else is doing this and doing that, or we might not be this or that, but I tell you, the people responded to me just as much as they responded to those people who were celebrities, and maybe even some greater. What am I saying? I'm saying that it don't matter where you are in the spectrum of what it looks like. When you've been called to do something, God has qualified you the day you were born. And no matter how many people show up or don't show up, you've been given a gift. And that gift comes from the Most High God. It's time to use that gift. See, there's something powerful when we tell our truth out loud. See, there's something powerful that happens when we share our story. It's time for you to get the courage to share your story with the world. What are you waiting for, family? Bless that thing and watch that barren land turn into a flourishing property. That's my message for today. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please star 6. And sometimes you got to turn right when you thought you were going left. And what do I mean by that? Well, I thought I was going to be able to play a few minutes of Ayana Lazar where she really got into claiming the power. But guess what? It wouldn't work. You got to keep on moving. People don't show up. You got to keep on moving. Things fall apart. You got to keep moving.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Janine, it's so great. I just got the chance to get on the call, and you just filled my spirit with everything I need, because from this Friday's conversation on Love Journey, the Spirit of the Lord has been working with me on the information you gave me Friday about being already qualified before even getting to the planet. And when I turned on the, was able to make the call this morning, that again, and I am so grateful, and I receive it, and I'm moving forward. Thank you so much.
Amen. Receive it, because it is true. It tells us even in Jeremiah, before you were placed in the womb of your mother's belly, I knew you and I had plans of success for you. That thing just blows my mind when I hear it out of my own mouth. When I read it, God said he knew me before he had placed me in the womb of my mother's belly. And see, King, when you were placed in the womb of your mother's belly, God knew you before then. And he knew and had plans of success for you. And that thing right there is a promise from God. That thing moves me, because to think that my mother was raped, and I was conceived through a process of rape, and to know without a shadow of a doubt that God still knew me before I was placed in the womb of my mother's belly was such a horrible conception. To be snatched and beat and raped and be on the corners and being a drug addict, to be coming from that kind of energetic expression, but yet to be known, because God told me, he said, baby, your ways ain't my ways. You see, what you think and what I think is two different things. See, when I planted you in the womb of your mother's belly. And there was only two people who could have created you, because God told me in my own spirit. You see, nobody else could have created you, Janine. Nobody. I don't care if somebody else would have, and it would have been a great thing, like you wanted your mind, like a mother and a father, and they made love and created you. You wouldn't be you. You would not be the Janine you are today. I said, well, thank you, Father. Thank you, God. And I received that, and I'm going to stop holding on to this process about how I would have expected to come into the planet, and how I wanted to have a mother and father. Because God said, my ways are not your ways. How you see things is not the way I see it. I still knew you before you were planted in the womb of your mother's belly. See, I knew the day that your mother would have been hooked on drugs. I knew the day she was going to be standing on that corner. I knew the day the guy was going to do what he did to her, and knew that they were going to conceive you. And I knew she was going to have an abortion, but I also knew that you weren't going to be aborted. I also knew she was going to be still doing drugs and bleeding 2 weeks. And I knew that I was not touching my anointed one. Come on, y'all. You see, we're anointed by God. Each and every one of us. And God knew each and every one of us before we were placed in the womb of our mother's belly. And he said in his word that he had plans of success for each and every one of us. So I just want you to know, family, you have the power to bless a thing. You have a power to bless it, even if it's barren. You have a power to speak to it, to every molecule and every matter part of it will turn into the place of what you called it forth to be. You have so much power that you can change the atmosphere by your presence. Come on, family. Claim your power today. That's my message. Claim your power today. Any more questions, comments, or concerns before we move on? You tuned in to the Love Journey. This is the Love Journey, Inc. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. All right. Well, I'm going to call in a beautiful, amazing money coach on money manifesting miracle money. Let's do it, family.
Yes, yes, yes. Good job, morning. Thank you so very much, Lady Love, for that beautiful message that you shared with us this morning. I'm definitely taking that in with me today. Truly, truly blessed. The family, you know what we do at this time? We do that thing where we bring in our money. We call in our money in, family. We're going to press *6. We're going to come in, and we're going to do what we do best, family. We call it in, we call it in, we call it in.
Yes, we do.
Our Reverend Knight affirmation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Money.
Money.
I'm calling you into my life.
I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I know you hear me.
Money, I know you hear me.
Money, right here, right now, I'm telling you, money, you love Jacqueline Valentino Cradle.
Money, right here and right now, I'm telling you, you love Janine and Ingram.
Oh, yes. Oh, money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, and in my life all the time.
Money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, in my bank account, in my life, absolutely all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and my mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and my mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposit.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposit.
I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and mind to cash money, making it rain, cash money. Yes.
Ooh, I open my heart and mind to cash money, make it rain, make it rain. Woo, make it rain, money making money, money making money, make it rain.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes. And money serves Jacqueline Valentina Cradle in divine right ways. Put your name on it.
Ooh. Money serves Janine and Ingram in divine right ways.
Oh, yes, family. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, and money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply, multiply, multiply in my life.
Ooh, money is wonderful. I let it multiply, 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 multiply in my life.
Yes, giving gratitude. Thank you, God and me, for money.
Thank you, God and me, for money, money, money.
Money, 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 money. Yes, that was our Reverend Knight affirmation. Money, we called it in, we called it in, we called it in all throughout the course of the day, family. All your money into you. Allow your money to serve you. Turn it back to you, lady. I'm gonna say,
money, money, money. What about our
money? I'm sorry. I got it right here. I just realized when I said it. Money, money, money. For our 40-day prosperity, we are back at principle number one, saying it for the fourth time, and it says, for our principle number one, God is lacking, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the
money, 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 money,
like a story.
Leave it behind.
That Yana was saying about the dog and the man. It's not until
sometimes
we actually want
you won't understand
in our
why
life. We'll say yes to that. And we begin to understand and accept
things
that
don't always
all
go
the
way you
plan
them.
Passionate about.
But I believe
it could be anything.
God
in
time are synonymous.
It could be education, it could be teaching.
And through time,
it could be all teachers,
you're
all ministers. And I think until
you got
to get
be
to that,
still,
nothing changes.
Stand in love and pay
attention. Then we go into the whole thing. I'll be enough. Yes, you are.
I just want to testify.
Operation, you know, individually for each and every person.
When I look back on my life,
but the thing is, you are your purpose the day you will be. Whether you say yes or
I
no,
go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself
I
in.
Understood what my purpose
but
was,
amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing
when
that I go back to the same place again and again.
That's how even the prayer line starts to think.
No
what
one
I didn't
could
see
ever
in myself.
You
really are operating in your purpose. It's just that what happens is sometimes we don't
in
come
spirit, mind, and body, I surrender
so
myself daily to you.
The day you were
born.
Oh,
and
I
just want to testify.
But the idea that I'm
going to
say that you have to
say
yes to
this. I got to
test. No matter what, the mishap that they destroyed you.
I just want
to
testify. Amazing grace,
the
sweet
the
journey when you learn to love
yourself,
accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret a single yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yes, I just want to testify, my mind is strong. I just want to testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I gotta testify.
Testify.
Oh, gotta tell my story.
Testify.
About the love, about the light and the glory.
Testify.
How it taught me to walk.
Where we will arrive.
Thank you so much.
To find out who and what we are, just following our hearts.
I think that's true.
That's
very true. And as I listen to the conversation, ladies, what I find interesting is, you know, we live in a world that once we are here, we have opposition because opposition lives in this place. Now, I say that because, you know, many of you know that, you know, my name is King, and I was given the name King 6 months before I was born. So those who discovered that my name was King were some of the first people who wanted to deny that as a reality. Now, the first thing I came across was if I started to believe that, then automatically I was going to have my mind go into delusions of grandeur. So there were so many things that came against me accepting who I am just from that level alone. Now, and looking at it from the spiritual perspective, I've observed that there were things that people would deliberately, or the environment in and of itself, would contradict what God has already put me forth to do. So I live in an environment that is trying to program me contrary to that which is already designed for me. So I'm already working up against the grain, if you will. But as Janine says, the thing that's important for us is to understand that we were, the reason why that sperm cell made it into that egg is because God willed it to be so. And because that doesn't happen all the time. And that process doesn't make it through every situation. There's times where that can happen and it can stop before that process continues to move forward. There's times to where people don't even get pregnant because they're unable to get pregnant. So we are looking at something that is super, super deep, because happens, and once that move goes forward, we are already into the flow of what God designed it for us. But the thing that I appreciate about what you're saying, Rosa J, is that we have to accept it. We have to say yes to it, because if you don't say yes to it, then you will absorb the things in this world that tells you no, and you will accept no, and you will not step into it as you should. But as Janine is telling us, you have to recognize God is in this, because God is in you and has made you for a time such as this. So step forward and stop BSing about all the other stuff that people are trying to make you believe that's not true. And so that's what I've been struggling with, because I like to be humble. I like to be a person who is kind and a person who and I don't want any negativity attached to what I do, what I say, how I feel, or anything like that. And I don't want negativity coming my way. So when confrontation comes my way, I do what I can to quell confrontation. But sometimes there's a time to where you just have to take your sword out, and whatever confrontation this is, you have to make sure that you are the conqueror in that situation, even if it means chopping it up in little pieces. So you have to step in your authority, and that's a must. When you don't do that, then you're not stepping into your purpose. And when you're not stepping into your purpose, you're not stepping into the will of God. And that's what we're here for. The continuation of creation is a reality. And we have to accept that and move forward in. So I'm grateful for the conversation. I thank you all so much. You know, I look back over my life and I say, you know, I met so many famous people, which is so amazing to me. You know, Bruce Willis. I was in a movie with Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson. I met Patti LaBelle, Shaquille O'Neal. You know, all these people that I met as I went along the way. You know, I've delivered babies as I've been going forward. I was a paramedic. I've seen people's lives back to life. The things of which God has allowed me to see and come across, and the words that he has given us and put into my spirit, something's going on that's greater than what I can possibly imagine. But the thing is I have to step into it to make it a reality, because it's not just for me. I am a part of a major whole of all of existence, all of creation. And for me to act less than that is a shame. And no one should be in a space of shame because they don't know. So the love journey is here to allow us to learn, to know what's necessary for us to step into it. Because if we let the world do what they want to do to us, it'll keep us away from it. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. Now, step into your greatness. So I give thanks.
King, you did exactly what I was trying to explain. You know, we have all this power. He gave us dominion over this place called Earth. But he also gave us the ability to choose, to be held back by the appearance of the world or what we think about the world or what people say about us and all that. Or we can choose what God says and do what God says for us to do. You know, we can get hung up in the party and the drugs and the alcohol and never come out of it. Many of us don't. But we have to say yes to something different. That's called choice, free will. And no matter how much we might want to do something in our head, you said something like this, we have to take an action. And the first action is saying, okay, I'm going to do that. And step into it, take that first step. Because if we don't take that first step, we'll stay stuck right where we are.
And it's amazing because there's no shame. There's no shame to any game or any situation that a person is in at the present time, because each and every one of us is in the process of growth and development. So even if you feel as though you're the lowest of lows, you have to still make a decision. Just as you said, that's one of the reasons why the Spirit put in my spirit to write that book, The Power of Choice, because it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are, what's going on. All you have to sit up there and recognize is that God has given you the power to choose. And people are everywhere trying to take that power from you because they don't want you to have it. Because that's the greatest power you have. If there's no other power, it's that power. And that power you need to really step into it. Be real with it.
You know, I often wonder, you know, and God knows everything. He knew exactly what was going to happen to us. You know, I am a believer of that. He knew our struggle. He knows our struggle before it even comes, but he also gives us the strength to rely on him to get over the struggle, to push forward. Even if you, it's not your power. It's like they say, it's not a, on earth, we're not really dealing with a physical, even though we see it, is a spiritual battle. It's actually the battle where your spirit knows exactly what you're supposed to do. Your spirit knows exactly how you're going to do it. It gives you all that you need, but we don't step into that power. And often people talk about balance, too. You know, if I would allow my spirit to guide and direct me, and not my ego, my head, my thinking, a whole lot of things would be different. And my life is great, but a whole lot of stuff would be different if I could stay in the spirit all the time, which is, they say, virtually impossible. But as I get stronger and as I get older, then I know that I don't stay stuck in my head as often or as much. Fear doesn't take over me. I don't get stuck. So when we have to allow God, spirit, and consciously connect. I remember when I first started consciously on this journey, people used to always say, go to your heart. Go to your heart. I used to say, well, what do they mean by that? And I know a whole lot of people, I'm not the only person who says that, even right now on this line. People don't know how to go to their heart. They don't know anything about feeling from different sections in their body. And we always use that term, let your heart do your speaking for you. But it takes practice. It takes silence. It's a process. It doesn't happen just like that. It's not easy for everybody. God bless those people who can do that instantaneously. But I have to remember that just because I can and just because it's so easy for me, I'm not, you know, it's not easy for everybody. So sometimes we have to explain what that looks like. You know, so anyway, I enjoyed this conversation too. I'm not monopolizing anything. So y'all have a good God day. I love you. Been grand as usual. I'm signing off.
All right, all right. Well, we're going to get ready and tune out.
We want to thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey, another episode of this beautiful opportunity to be in this space, reminding you that you do have the power. And that's what today's conversation was really about, claiming your power. It looks and may feel different for each and every person, but you do have the power, and you have the power to speak that thing. The word tells us we can speak that thing. We can speak to every cell in our body. We can speak to the mountains. We can speak and bless a thing. And that's what Abraham did in that barren land, and turned that barren land into a flourishing, powerful place to live. And so today, in your space, you get to choose how you want to live. So family, I remind you today that you have the power. The power is yours. And tuning in within, being still, and know that you are all that God is. I love that affirmation when we said with Jackie, I am all that God is, and God is all that I am. Remember that as we move through today. I am all that God is. God is all that I am. Have a great day, family, and know that you are all that God is. All right. We're going to get in the camera.
It's the Prince of Praise.